Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your coach, with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. I am here this morning. I'm doing a personalized episode for the new pre-release book that I have that's going to be released on February the 12th, 2021, which is this coming Friday, and it's called Selfless Love. This is what this podcast and the book and the platforms that I am on is all about. So I am a relationship coach, and I really didn't come on, as often as I should to let you all know what I do, because I do have a lot of phenomenal women that are guests on this platform as well. And so I would like to always, you know, support, encourage, and inspire other women to be their best and to share their information, because this is the entire world, right? This is global. And so everyone has someone that they can relate to, that they need, or they, you know, they feel is the person for them. And so my goal and my mission is for everyone to be able to have that support system, have someone that can educate them in the area of their need. And so for me, my mission and one of my life purposes, because I do have several, but right now one of my main focuses is on family, family structure, marriage, dating, and relationships. A lot of people come from broken homes and broken toxic cycles, and then they want to date and they find somebody that they're interested in or attracted to, and find out that they're both broken, and they come together, and then it's this whole toxic cycle. So it's like repeating generational cycles, okay? And so this is one of the things that I am really, really heartfelt and driven to accomplish. I am one who is chosen to be a generational cycle breaker. And I have been blessed, you know, in my calling, because I said yes. I said yes to the Lord because it's something that is much needed. So when it comes to the diversity in relationships and things like that, I want to specify that I am open and I help and assist everyone from every ethnic background. But one of my focuses is the African-American community, and that is because if you look at the statistics and everything, the numbers, we are at a high rate of single-family homes, broken homes, you know, mothers without the fathers in the home, fathers without moms in the home. And I am honing in on how can we make it better? How can we break this cycle? How can we establish family backgrounds to where our children are looking and seeing two parents back in the home, you know, where there's not abuse and where everyone is living as best as they can? We'll all have ups and downs. Don't get me wrong. Nobody's relationship is perfect. I do respect and understand that. But our African-American children are hurting, they're broken, and their examples, their role models, are their parents for the most part. And some don't even have parents, so the streets are their role models, right? So I am on basically because I would like to just tell you that Selfless Love, this new ebook was created to give a guide to people who are dating, for people who are single and they're looking to date, for people who are in relationships, in marriage, okay? There are people who are wanting to get married. Right, so they're in that stage where they're engaged and they're talking about marriage. These are the people who I would like to speak to today. So, Selfless Love, the ebook, it can be purchased for $2.99 right now on Amazon, and it's author Chanel Rosebud is the author. You can share this information. This is viable information. It is something that can be utilized in reference in your own coaching platforms. It can be referenced in your organizations and things like that. But this is just a little piece of what I do as a relationship coach. Now, what I'm going to do
because I'm going to talk to you all about when you're single. I'm only giving bits and pieces of what I do and why I do it. So when you're single and you're saying, I want a boyfriend or I want a husband, or you see other people and you're like, oh, I want that. The first thing I'm going to throw out there for you all is, are you okay with yourself? Have you done the work that you need to do for yourself? And what I mean, again, by that is you can't look at what someone else has or desire that thing if you don't even know what it is that you want for yourself. Who are you? Have you done the work for, like, the self-evaluating work, making sure that you are healed from your past hurt and things like that? Because when you do not do this work, you date someone or you start talking to someone, and then you have all these high expectations of the things that you want or need for yourself. But in reality, these are false needs and wants because you've never done the work. So you'll start dating this person. Man, this could be a male or a female. It is what it is. I'm speaking to men, I'm speaking to women. At the same time. So when you're wanting to get into these relationships and you have these false expectations of someone else, that you're looking at them for them to be able to fulfill the needs or the lacks in your life, most oftentimes you're attracting something to you that you're saying you want, but it's a deceptive attraction, okay, which will do further harm to you and the person. So it's very, very important that you do your due diligence to make sure when you are seeking to date someone that you know exactly what it is that you're looking for. What do you like? Because a lot of times they say opposites attract. You hear that? I've heard that all my life. Opposites attract. Yes, they attract, but does it fit? Is it the right thing just because it attracts? So when you're going into the dating scene, when you're starting to date someone, it's important for you to ask the questions in the beginning. Ask the important questions. It's okay because this is your life. You are going to be starting to give your time and your energy and things to someone else. So you need to know who this person is. Write down a list of things that you want in your relationship, things that you can deal with, and then things that are absolutely not. Another thing with dating is see what your likes are, see what their likes are, and see if they are compatible. Because if they're not compatible, and if you have not asked these questions in the beginning, when you start to date and then your feelings and emotions and everything get tied in, right? You find out that you all didn't even really have much in common. And so that starts to cause friction in your relationship. So these are things that you can do in the beginning. And this is, I'm just giving you these little pointers because, you know, like I said, as a relationship coach, I will be touching on this stuff. I do touch on this with my clients because a lot of my clients are at the end of this. They dated. You know, they're either wanting to be married or they are married, and now they're having such huge problems. And a lot of times it's because the work wasn't done and the questions weren't asked in the beginning. It was more of I'm attracted to you, you know, it was the chemistry and things like that. And then, oh, we just wanted to be married, but never even knew what it was about, you know. And so that's why I'm here to tell you all to stay encouraged about, you know, your relationships and your dating and things. But it's more than that. It's bigger than that. A lot of African-American, you know, people get couples, they get married and they have these false perceptions of how it's going to be, what they see it as. And again, it breaks down the family home. And I've been led in my purpose to be an assistant for the Lord, to speak, you know, on behalf of what I've been through, my experiences, friends, family, you know, couples that I've coached and things like that, to see How can we stop this? How can we get the information out there that it's more than that? If we start to educate in the beginning and support and encourage one another in the beginning, we probably can have a lower percentage of failed marriages, you know, domestic abuse in the home, children not having their parents around, and things like that. So it starts with self, honestly, and then it goes into, you know, who you decide to bring into your life. A lot of times people are dating and they have children already, so they already have these homes where they now have to co-parent, you know. So those are issues that arise as well. So it's imperative that you know who and what it is that you want in your life. And so premarital, I'm going to go into premarital. So when you're in, you know, speaking and talking about being married, you're in the engagement, part of this, and you see people and you see these beautiful weddings. So you see this beautiful wedding. They didn't spend $10,000 on this wedding. Everything was amazing. And that was that. So you thought, okay, I have this. Now I'm a wife or now I'm a husband. Now what? Everything's just going to be beautiful and we're just going to live the rest of our life, but not taking into consideration what it takes to be married. What is a marriage? A marriage is a vow between you and another person in the Lord. You make this vow before the Lord. And again, you have to make sure that you know who you are getting ready to marry. Do they believe in the Lord like you believe in the Lord? Because when you make these vows, one person may, you know, make this vow like, I believe in the Lord is in this marriage and everything like that. But the other person may not believe in the Lord. And they're like, okay, I know what this means worldly. I know that this just means we're legally bound to each other. But there's more than just being legally bound when you're making a vow before the Lord. And then once you get married, unconditional. It's supposed to be unconditional. So unconditional love is, you know, for better or for worse, through trials and tribulations, right? Because each individual person is going to go through their own storms in life. Each individual person is going to grow. Some grows faster than the other. Some mature much faster than the other person. Your career paths may change. You know, you got to think about finances. Who makes more than the other? Is the other partner going to, you know, be offended or feel some insecurities about how much you make, you know, versus the other? I mean, these are all things that you have to take into consideration. You really do. And then you have to make time. You know, you have to make time for your spouses. You have to make time for your children. You have to have the time for work. I mean, these are all the things. Who's going to clean the house? Does this person like to cook? Does this person not like to cook? So just knowing exactly what all it entails will help you to have a more balanced and healthy relationship. Relationships are not only about an intimate relationship. Family relationships, how do you deal with family and also your marriage? Or, you know, or how do you deal with family and also your job? Like, you have to know your boundaries. You have to know what requires the immediate attention over the other. These are just all aspects of relationships. But the main person, the most important person of the whole entire thing is you, yourself. Knowing yourself, taking self-accountability, knowing how and when it's time for compromise, understanding how to, you know, not every issue deserves a response. Learning how to communicate effectively, but with an understanding, because you can communicate and it can be like one's talking a different language than the other, but saying the same thing. So you have to realize, how do you communicate effectively with the person that you are trying to communicate with? I'm just going through some things, you all. So I'm just flowing today. I'm going to do a Q&A. I'll open it up in a few minutes. I'll do it like a Q&A. So if you want to ask specific questions, you can. But right now, I'm just flowing through some of the things that cause, you know, relationships to fail. Especially, it's crucial right now with the days that we're in. You know, every decision that you make, you should really be making, being aware of your decisions. We're at a time where, you know, a lot of things are more spiritually than they have ever been before. You can't run to the churches as often as you can, but in a different way. You don't have that one-on-one like you used to, you know, or being able to be around people because of COVID, right? So you do have the virtual access, and some churches are open, but it's not as many as there were before. So these are the things that we want to try to be out here and speak and try to get to as many people as we can so that we can let you all know that we are here and that, you know, the main goal is to see everybody win, is to see everybody live a healthy, balanced life. And not allowing the enemy to continue to destroy, because that's what he comes to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy anything that is good, anything that is of God, he does not want to be. And, again, we have been living under oppression and in false testimonies and false, you know, words and things like that. And they were all to keep us from having what is rightfully ours. And that is our family. That is our love. That is our worth. You know, and so that's my fight. I'll stand on it. I am Chanel, Coach Chanel Rosebud, best-selling author. I have the Selfless Love platform for everyone to be able to come on here and be a part of what's going on. This is to change lives. My main goal is to change lives. And I'm starting with family. Family is very, very important. And if you really pay attention to it, they always say your home comes first. Your home is the most important thing. Your home should have your peace. Your home should have the team building. Everything revolves around the house before you go outside to do anything. So if it's all broken in the inside, you know, and you don't want to do the work, and you want to go out there and get quick fixes and you know, temporary gratification, satisfaction, I can't say it, y'all. I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied over here. But when you go out there and you just go to get quick fixes and things like that, you still have to come back and deal with it. And then what you do when you go outside into the world and you're looking for a fling or a boo or somebody else's husband, any of that stuff, right? You are actually hurting yourself, breaking up other people's homes and foundations because you don't want to deal or face the things that you need to heal within yourself. And the enemy uses people like that as a tool to tear down what God has put together, okay? So we have to be careful not to be used, and if we are used, be used for God. Be used for a purpose that's going to heal and build, okay, and support foundations. Our children are watching us. Our generations to come are watching us. We have grandbabies out here that are watching. They need to see strong, black families again. They need to see a mom and a dad who loves each other, that can actually, you know, give compliments to one another. This is what they need to see. They need to see true love. And if you don't know what that is, you need to start with you. You cannot ask somebody to love you when you don't know how to love you, when you don't know what love is for yourself. The only way that you can get to truly love somebody is to do the self-care, take the time to heal. If you need to see a therapist, see a therapist. It's okay. You can do your homework on the therapist. Make sure somebody that is, you know, what you want them to be. The exact specific type of person that you want. If you want somebody who's married, you know, and you can ask. If you want a Christian therapist, ask those questions, because it's about you getting the care that you need. And then we're relationship coaches and life coaches come in, and we deal with the present and the future. So if you're still in the past and you're still stuck there, broken and hurting, then you need to do the healing work. Okay? What happens with the coaches, like myself, is once you have done that work and you're ready to move forward, like, okay, I'm working on my healing, I've gotten my treatment, my therapy. Now I need to know, what do I do from here? And then that's where I come in at. And then I give you strategic, practical implementations that you can do right away. You can start utilizing it right away in your day-to-day life, okay? So with Selfless Love, the e-book, it's going to give you some of the most important things to reflect on and start to process within your life for yourself. Once you do that, there's affirmation. So if you're married, you know, it's a good thing, not even married, if you're in a relationship, if you're married in a relationship or even dating someone, you need to start affirmating your relationship. As you affirmate yourself, what are affirmations? Affirmations are telling yourself that I am beautiful, I am worthy, I am successful, I am brilliant. I mean, whatever your I ams for yourself. You know, I am going to make it. I am a millionaire. I am beautiful and wonderfully made. Those are the things that you would say over your relationship. We are amazing. We will make it. We are resilient. You know, we are builders. We just, whatever it is for your relationship, it's time to start doing that, changing the mindset. I see so many people on all these toxic shows, Love and Hip Hop, and to name a few. I'm not bashing the show, but what I mean is we need to start having more professional, respectful shows instead of always it being, you know, broken, toxic, cheating, lying, just all of that stuff. Where's the healthy relationship shows? Where's the marriages and relationships that our children can look at and say, I want that? And what they're doing is affirmating and confirmating something that they see. So you want them to be seeing something that is good for them, something that is healthy for them. Because everything that the children see is what they learn. It's learned behavior. And it's hard to break it. Once it's there, it's very hard to break it. That's why you see so many people that are in their adult life and they're broken. They're toxic. And they just keep pouring it out. It's because they never did the work to heal from that and change their ways. So I'm going to open it up just to see if anyone has any questions right now. And if you do not have any questions, just keep your phone muted in the background, please. But I have opened it up, so if there's anyone that would like to ask any questions, please do so. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being on. Greatly appreciate it. If there's no questions, I'm going to go ahead and just reiterate a little bit more about the book. It is the pre-release right now. It will be ready and available on February 12, 2021, which is next Friday, right in time for Valentine's Day. My goal is to see everybody win. My goal is to see broken and toxic relationships be limited. I want to start seeing marriages, the percentage for African-American marriages to be 80% one-time marriages versus it being the other way around, okay? Because right now we are like maybe one of two that are at the highest rate of divorce. In two and three, more marriages, because people think that, you know, what people have done is they actually would get married and divorce, then marry and then divorce, and then marry and then divorce. Toxic to a degree. I'm not saying that everybody who gets married multiple times is toxic. What I'm saying is we need to start doing the work before it gets to that point so that we can limit the broken in the broken homes and the divorce rates that are out there. If we start doing the work, and it's hard, it's not easy, but it's worth it. In the beginning, do the work. We can really win, y'all, and I'm cheering everybody on. If there's no questions, I would like to say thank you all for being a part of the Selfless Love Talk Show. My book can be purchased on Amazon under Selfless Love is the title, Giving Love and Relationships a Strategic Advantage. Thank you so much. I'm going to pray us out, and I would love for you all to have a wonderful Saturday afternoon. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for my listening audience. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who will listen to this in the future. I pray for every home to be blessed, Father God. I pray for the enemy to be moved, binded, and sent to the bottomless pit. I thank you right now, Lord, for changing the trajectory of the way our cycles have been and for breaking the change, Lord, for breaking all of the generational cycles that we have been under for so many years. I just thank you that this is a new day and you're doing a new thing. And I am blessed to be a part of this purpose and calling. I thank everyone again for being on. I pray for everyone to be covered. They're coming and they're going to be healthy, to be safe, and prosperous. Everyone have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye for now.